The dictionary, known as DARE, was only recently finished. The words were collected from 1,000 communities around the country back in the late 1960s. The project began in Wisconsin a few years earlier. Now a new online pilot project will update the work. Joan Houston Hall is the chief editor.
And we've just launched it in Madison and Algoma, one of our small communities and a large community, to test it out and make sure it works.
Algoma was one of 22 communities that were visited in the 60s and will be studied again. Madison is one of 30 official places that were added. Houston Hall says some people think the English language has become homogenized as the nation has become more mobile.
I'm skeptical of that. It seems to me that what we will find is that language does change, of course. But it doesn't change at the same rates or in the same ways in all places.
Houston Hall says some obsolete terms from the original survey have been tossed out. New respondents will be asked about things that didn't exist 40 or 50 years ago.
What do you call the device that you use to change the channel on a TV? Or what do you call the cardboard thing you put around a cup of coffee so you don't burn your hand?
The online questionnaire launches statewide on November 25th. Houston Hall says anyone can fill it out, even if they don't live in an official community. Those responses will be put into a different pool for study. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.